the most important thing that I think a teacher could do for me or anyone else? Teach me to believe in myself, right? That's what you said, Joe. That's what you said. This teacher saw me for who I was, and she showed me what I could become. But more importantly, she helped me to believe in what I could do. She helped me that I could believe I could become a scientist. And I think that's where it starts. Learning all those facts and stuff, that's easy if you're motivated. If you say, hey, you can spend 80% of your time doing all the stuff you want to do, but I need you to spend 20% of this time learning the stuff for the standards, that student is going to get an A on that standard assessment. Okay.
Hey, this is Ty.
And this is Joe. Welcome back to the 2B podcast.
Back once again.
Oh my goodness, Ty, it feels so good to be back, y'all. Ty did his whole thing last episode. He held it down. Dizown, he held it down. Thank you. Give you some friends who understand when you need some rest and restoration. Thank you for that one, Ty. Oh my goodness. But listen, yes. I'm back in action. Woo! Happy to be here.
Rest is indeed resistance. Let's not forget that. Rest itself is resistance, and you cannot pour from an empty cup. We have talked about that continuously on this podcast from season one into season two. And the fact that we started this podcast in the midst of the pandemic, like literally in the midst of the pandemic, we started this podcast. One of the things we've always centered is that when it is time to take a break, you need to take a step back and take a break and be good to yourself, as someone would say.
Y'all, it is February 11th. We are in the middle of February. Like, that was actually hard for me to believe. I was like in a meeting and someone was like, yeah, we're approaching the midway to February. And I was like, how? This year is zip, zip, zooming. So if in this year you have not yet followed us, please make sure that you make it the day to click that subscribe button and follow, because we need to get those up.
That's right. Subscribe, like, and comment. On all the social media sites, you'll find us. But more importantly, what I really want you to do is share this podcast. If you're a listener of this podcast, share out this episode, share out our other episodes, because we have a lot of great information. We literally try to provide some knowledge, make some connection points, and then have a little fun while we do it.
100%. And I think we're going to bring the fun today. And you know what? You want to know something I'm super excited about? Another thing I'm super excited about, because the first one just came back here. Y'all, today is International Women and Girls in Science Day.
Woo! Okay. So major shout out to you. First, we got to give you your props, give you some flowers. Okay, scientists, physics teacher.
Yes, that's me. This is what women in science look like. Mm-hmm. So tell all your kids. You know, not white women, not white men in lab coats. Mm. There are plenty of Black, Latinx women, please. And to all of our student scientists out there, you're doing it too. So shout that out.
Definitely. I mean, I think that just reinforces the idea that representation matters, right? You become what you see oftentimes. And it brings me back to which is really crazy. I still remember this, but I did a fifth grade, I want to say it was a Black History project on astronaut Macy Jemison. She was a Black woman in science way back before, you know, that was even something to speak about. You know, she broke that barrier. And I think, you know, I had some childhood dreams of being an astronaut, but that was before I recognized, like, flying, staying up in the air, gravity, it might not be my thing. But I mean, I was freedom dreaming nonetheless.
Oh, yes. You know, can I tell you, I didn't know that this day existed. So thank you, Ty. You were like, hey, happy Women in Science Day. I was like, I have a day? That's cool. We have a day? And it made me realize that, like, I didn't really grow up knowing any Black women in science. Like, I was fortunate to come from, like, doctors and nurses who were women. But when I think about women, Black women from history, I was like, I was a little embarrassed. I was a little embarrassed that like I couldn't just name anybody off top. But that said, the woman
I was gonna say, you know, I think you're sharing a feeling that many young girls of color, young Black girls specifically, they share those same sentiments, right? You don't see yourself in the science textbooks. You don't see yourself in the videos that are played. And a lot of times you don't see yourself as the person that's in the role of the teacher in science classroom. So it's hard to become what you don't see, to be a trailblazer and to break barriers in that way. But, you know, I just, again, give you shout outs, give you your praise, because I know that you're inspiring young girls to become scientists because of the way that you show up as your whole self to the classroom every day. And so, I mean, listen, go ahead. I'm going to give you a little bit more in a second. Go ahead.
Well, I really just want to say that, like, the person that I was really thinking about on this day, her name is Dr. Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot. And this woman, still living, still here, she developed a whole new qualitative research method called portraiture. And the reason that I am shouting her out is because, one, I took her course, but her successor, Dr. Irene Lifshitz, is carrying that on. And so I've decided that when I pursue my PhD, that is the research method that I will be using. So I just like want to praise her for bringing that into existence. That is the science. That's my science tribute for today.
So dope indeed. And I've also read Dr. Lightfoot's work, so I can stand as a testament to the great work that she's done.
It's incredible. It's like research as a story. Oh my goodness. If you haven't heard about portraiture, if you have never heard of Dr. Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot, please check her out. Like, it's incredible. It is incredible. And I agree, Ty, it is so important to have representation. And there's actually moments when I don't even realize I've become kind of desensitized to the fact that I don't see myself in places. So, and you don't, at least for me, I don't realize it until I see myself represented, and then I feel that excitement about like, oh my gosh, like that's me. And so the most recent time, and I actually got to share this with my students, shout out to FET. So FET is like a physics simulation, like a online website that I use in my physics classroom. So I've used this simulation called Energy Skate Park. And so I went in to Energy Skate Park with my kids. I'm sharing my screen and I look at the bottom of the screen and they had built in Black girls. Like, it used to just be a white girl, which is cool because skateboarders are usually men, or that's the image. So it was already cool that they decided to rewrite those gender stereotypes. But now we could pick to be Black women, and they even had one with curly hair. Can I tell you, my young girls were like, this is cool. I love this. Oh my gosh. Like, we saw ourselves, and in that moment, we got to share that joy, and it just brings that much more energy to the classroom when you can truly see yourself. And I don't think we give it enough credit.
Man, you just said a whole word right there, and you are absolutely correct. I mean, I always tell this story because I feel like I started in deficit and I wanted to change that around, that, you know, I only had one Black male teacher. And somehow that one person, Mr. Thomas, inspired me to be in this position now. But it really should not be that way, right? That's not what the norm should be, that, you know, on a hope and a chance that I have one Black male teacher that I then take on that role. So, I mean, I am excited about what your students are experiencing, because they're going to grow up with a different mindset about the doors and opportunities, the spaces that are the places where they should take up space. And that's certainly crucial to their development, not only as students, but as individuals.
100%. Girls can do science. Girls do science. Girls, like, we can do And so I just want to leave it there. I'm so excited to have known, like, February 11th will be celebrated. It's my new Valentine's Day. Love to my field, love to my passion. It is science. Please remember, like, please remember to celebrate women in various fields where they are told that they're not good enough. Because it's not true. And it's important to feel that encouragement. I remember the first academic achievement I got was from Miss Price, who got married and turned into Miss Brown. And you know, this really left an impression because that was seventh grade. And who remembers their maiden name to their married name? I didn't go to the award ceremony because I was like, oh, I'm not going to get anything. None of my teachers like me. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, all I do is go to class. Like, it's fine. I'm not going. This is, like, that's dumb. So I didn't go. And she gave me the out of the box, thinking out of the box award. Mm. And that just really left an impression on me that it was okay to be curious, that it was okay to think differently and ask a bunch of questions. And, well, do you think that this could be the reason that this happens? And ever since that is what I've carried into my science classroom of ask questions, be passionate. It's okay. Yes, I will make time to answer a question. No, that's not off track. Yes, bring in anime.
Rethink and reimagine education, right?
Yes. Speaking of which, don't we have this, like, awesome guest that is going to be here talking about, like, rethinking and reimagining education?
He's ready.
Oh, he is ready.
I see him warming up in the background. Oh, I see him in the...
He is Bo McCoy.
yes. Welcome, Bo.
I love it. Hello. What a pleasure.
Hello.
What an honor. What a privilege. Thank you so much.
So happy that you are here with us. Woo! Bo McCoy is the CEO and founder of Soul Academy. Bo, please tell us about yourself and your amazing company.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for this opportunity. So I'm Bo McCoy. I'm the CEO and founder of Soul Academy, S-O-L-C-A-D-E-M-Y. And I'll tell you a little something. I had my first Black teacher when I was in the fourth grade. Her name is Odette Wills. It was her second year of teaching. I had just moved out to Freeport, Long Island. It was a very much an integrated town. I had never had a Black teacher before. We had an amazing relationship. She could relate everything that I was into, which was like In Living Color, Bobby Brown, Whitney Houston, all that kind of pop culture, use that to connect with me, help me find my passion, you know, my joy, my love of learning. And I never forgot that moment. Later, when I went to college, I went to an Ivy League school. Not a lot of representation there. Not a lot of people who looked like me. I didn't understand why not. I knew lots of people who looked like me who were very smart. Didn't see him there. I went on to work in tech and I worked for some big companies, you know, all the names that you know of. Again, smart people, look like me, never saw them there. And I just didn't understand why. Yeah. I started working in education in the year 2014 for a small startup, which is now a very big company called Go Guardian. And I saw the power that technology was having in the classroom. And I said, you know, with so much technology, there's no longer a reason to have these inequities. Right? Doesn't matter what you look like, doesn't matter what your family history is, or, you know, you should be able to have access to the same ability to learn because it's all online. And I had the opportunity to travel around the world. I went to a whole bunch of countries and I realized the biggest difference between societies is just the education availability. And if you can get an education, so much opportunity opens up to you. So when I came back, I was working with a bunch of school districts in southern Los Angeles, places that have been made famous by rappers. And all the students were African American and Latino American. And when COVID happened, their remote learning was very, very poor. I'll just be quite honest with you. And it didn't make any sense to me because where I was living in Santa Monica, things probably actually got better. Right. Wow. And so I looked around. I said, what can I do about this? And I saw that all these students, regardless of what their socioeconomic status was, could find a way to get on their phone and play Fortnite and watch YouTube and watch Netflix and all these things. I said, this is it. If we could create a video platform where these students can easily hop between what they're already doing, which is playing games and streaming media, and do their education, then they might actually be able to learn just as well as those kids in Santa Monica. And so I said, if I could find a Miss Wills, who is my favorite teacher, for every African-American, every Latin-American, every Asian-American, every indigenous American student, someone who looks like them and could represent them, you know, they make a video lesson and put that lesson right there on their cell phone, all of a sudden we could have that same joy of learning, that love for getting better and improvement that I had from Ms. Wills for all of our students. And that's exactly what I built. It's called Soulcademy. We just launched in December, and we are the educational video platform for amazing educators like you, Joe, because your impact right now is going to your classroom. And what if you could have that same impact on every young Black girl who wants to get into science but doesn't have the ability to get into your classroom? And what if we could connect you and the amazing energy and positivity, intelligence that you have with thousands of other Black teachers, Latin teachers, indigenous teachers who are doing also science and have this amazing community where you're all collaborating together? And that is our mission, to make that a reality. And we're on that path right now.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Wow. First of all, congratulations on the launch of Soulcademy.
Woo! Right?
Moving from the idea stage to implementation to execution and actually launching, that's a big deal. Especially you did all of this. It sounds like maybe the original thought happened before, but a lot of this groundwork was laid during the pandemic, a time where many people felt like maybe they should do less, or they saw it as a time for them to take a step back because of the different stresses they were dealing with. And we certainly understand that. But there were also some people that decided, you know what, here's an opportunity for me to do more, or for me to then unearth the idea that I've been thinking about and ruminating on for such a long time. So kudos to you for taking action during this time.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. To be fair, I had this idea back in 2016, but I never thought it would see the light of day, because I just didn't think that society would be committed to learning online.
Hmm.
I just didn't see it happening. I'll be quite honest with you. You know, what happens in the classroom is great, and I love it. But and the journey to getting students really online, I just didn't see that happening. As soon as COVID happened, it was like a switch, right? It was like offline, online, boom. So I was like calling, right? Light on, go, start making it, you know?
Exactly.
So, you know, I saw that as my opportunity, you know, and I was always raised that like, there's always a silver lining to any situation, right? If you look at anything, if you think it's bad, no, it's an opportunity for you to grow and learn, right? So I just saw this as my moment and went for it.
Can I also say, like, you just never know the impact that you are having on someone.
Mm.
Like, you immediately came on and you said, so I had a fourth grade teacher. And then after that, I wondered, where is the representation? Like, that impact from fourth grade, what is that, 9 years old about?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. To adulthood, you're like, I'm seeking representation. I know that smart people who look like me are here. We just need to find them. And mm-hmm. So would you say that that is the purpose and goal of Soulcademy?
Absolutely, 100%. It's just community, right? I am nothing more than a mirror of what's already there. Because what you're doing in your classroom, and what Tyrell is doing in his classroom, and what all your teachers are doing in your classroom is amazing. It's super powerful. And when we bring those powers together, the magnitude is just amplified. Right now, there's never going to be another child who feels underrepresented. That is my goal, right? There will never be another teacher who feels like I'm the only one out here doing this, because I speak to a lot of Black male teachers specifically, and overwhelmingly, they're the only one in their school, their district, their county, their state, or whatever. And I'm just like, what is going on here? That's not the way that it should be when everything else is interconnected. It's really only in education that these silos exist. Because when you go on a TikTok, it's not like that, okay? Ooh. You go on a YouTube, it's not like that. When you go on to these other platforms that are non-educational, you see representation because anyone can go on there and blow up. Why is it only that in education we have this, you know, barrier to communication and collaboration. Hmm. Not acceptable anymore. You know, as of December 28th, when we launched, no more. We're all connected.
No more. Roberto Duran, no mas.
No mas. We have no excuse anymore, okay? If you feel underrepresented, if you feel like you're not connected to other people, if you feel like you can't see somebody else who's doing what you want to do, that is no longer a fault of the system or the institution or society. That is us going and doing it because we're out there and we just got to make those connections happen. So this is my purpose, right? Is to help establish that community so that every single child, you know, my nephew is 3 years old. I want him to see whatever it is that he wants to do. I want to see it 100 times over, right? By the time he gets into his first kindergarten class.
Damn. Out of reverence, like, whoo. thank you. And you're making this sound kind of easy. Like, is it easy to join this community? Let's say myself. How?
That's the beauty of this, right? So we are now all addicted to short format videos.
Yes.
All we got to do is make them educational. All we've got to do is pull our phones out. And instead of doing whatever the dance is, about your particle physics for 3 minutes, for 4 minutes. You know, we have a great educator. His name is Calvin Nellum. And he's teaching robotics. You know, he starts off his videos. He does a little, you know, rap. Lyric just to get you in the mood, and then he's showing you how to put together the robots in 3 minutes. That's it. So that's all we've got to do. If every teacher who sees this makes a 3-minute video, imagine having 1,000 grade 8 math videos from Black, Brown, Indigenous instructors in one place, and what that would do for all the 8th graders who feel like they can't learn math, or they're not good in math, or their teacher doesn't care about them in math. Right? All of a sudden, that problem is eliminated immediately by making this content available. Mm-hmm. And I spoke with a group of 10 amazing teenagers yesterday. They were ages 13 to 16. And I said, hey, you know, what do you think about learning this way? They were like, you get it. This is what we want. We want to jump from one thing to the next. See, this younger generation, they context switch so fast. Mm-hmm. For people like us, a little older, you know, we do one thing, and then we do it for a bit, and then we switch to the next thing. They don't do that. They're like 3 minutes here, 3 minutes there, 3 minutes here, 3 minutes, next thing. Boom, 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 boom. They're jumping around. So all we've got to do is mix the educational piece, the learning piece, in with the Fortnite and with TikTok and all the other stuff that they're doing. And all of a sudden, right, the kids will access it.
Exactly. Meet them where they are, right? And I think also, you know, that's changing the idea of what school is and how learning is supposed to go. It's really us rethinking that process. I mean, for centuries, like, students have been taught that, like, wealth of knowledge defines intelligence. And, you know, we used to have a school, I shouldn't say used to, we still somewhat have a school system that focuses on rote memorization. So how many facts and dates and formulas and scientific ideas and vocabulary words, the vocabulary quizzes. I just had a flashback, I have PTSD. But when we think about it, like, you know, how much of our 55-minute classes was soaked into that memorization? And in the midst of that, we weren't really learning how to solve real world problems.
Right.
Right. And that's what careers and employers are looking for. They're looking for young people that can solve real world problems. And they emphasize that in the workplace. We talk about all the collaboration that's necessary in working with folks these days. And then also, Let me go teacher mode for a second. When I think about rote memorization, right? And we use Bloom's taxonomy, that's remembering. That's the bottom level, right? That's the bottom level of knowledge. The highest level is creation. We're talking about you creating something, you mastering it and teaching to someone else. And to your point, Bo, I think about these videos. I'm waiting for, like, I know there's a moment that's going to come where maybe the students become the teachers because now they're creating these educational videos after interacting with the teachers' videos. Is that, am I on the right base with that? Is that how
That's exactly it. So, you know, as like a not a teacher, okay, what's the most important thing that I think a teacher could do for me or anyone else? Teach me to believe in myself, right? That's what you said, Joe. That's what you said. This teacher saw me for who I was and she showed me what I could become. But more importantly, she helped me to believe in what I could do. She helped me that I could believe I could become a scientist. And I think that's where it starts. Learning all those facts and stuff, that's easy if you're motivated. If you say, hey, you can spend 80% of your time doing all the stuff you want to do, but I need you to spend 20% of this time learning the stuff for the standards, that student is going to get an A on that standard assessment. Okay. That is not a problem because they can learn that. The information's there. They can ingest it super fast, much faster than we can, but they are not motivated that other 80% to be creative. And that's the passion that they want to express. That's why TikTok is so huge, right? Because it's that creative outlet. They can just go be the whatever the person that they are for those 15 seconds. And they don't get that anywhere else in the rest of their life. So if we could expand that part, we'll be actually solving both problems. We'll get all the assessments done because these students will be inspired and believe in themselves, which is the most important thing.
Wow. I appreciate that so much, because it is this idea that, you know, if you teach kids that learning can be fun and enjoyable and they can intermix their passions with like dancing and exploration and all of that is still learning, that is the beauty of, that is the joy of learning right there. Mm-hmm. And when you know how to do that, when you know how to think, you also know how to regurgitate information because you can think about the questions differently. So that makes you just, you don't have to teach to the test. You don't have to teach them to like, you don't have to pour just knowledge into them and hope they can spit it out later.
Right. That's the byproduct of a great learning experience. You know, getting good grades is not the goal. That is just the result of me being inspired, believing in myself, and pursuing my passions and my creativity as a student and as a learner. You want me to take that test? Okay, sure. Done. A, let's go. I want to do more creative stuff. That's what, you know, if I had a mission statement, it is to help inspire that joy of learning in every student. You know, that's what's going to make them successful in the job market too. You know, if like I used to manage teams, I had 35 people on my team at Guardian. Okay. You know, if I could get them to believe in themselves and be happy and feel appreciated, they were the best employees, right? When I came down and grilled them, say, hey, do this, 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 they did it. But you know, that was where it stopped. They never went beyond, you know, to achieve.
You know, I'd love to hear from a teacher, what they think Soul Academy could be used for. So I'm actually just going to quickly show, I'm just going to quickly show this video. If you'll bear right with me, let's see what we've got here. Oh, no, there. Ah, where's the sound on Instagram?
It's just there. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. But my mathematical skill may be at a lower level for whatever grade I'm in. And so I think platforms like Soul Academy give me the opportunity as a student to then say, all right, I want to continue to build on my English proficiency and take that to a higher level than whatever grade level I'm in. So like I may be proficient, exemplary in English. My writing skills, my creative writing.
Wow, who was that?
Very handsome man. I don't know.
We like that.
I love it. And you hit the nail on the head. Why stifle a child's motivation, right? If you want to learn English, go do it. Because that motivation will carry over into everything else. You know, that was the thing is these students yesterday, they're like, oh, they always tell us, you know, we have to learn algebra and we have to do this. And I really want to do that. I'm like, oh, man, like do that. And then come back to this. You'll come back. You'll figure it out. It's fine.
Absolutely. Here's what I want to know. How I've heard you talk about why teachers want to engage with this platform. How are you guys reaching the students? How are you getting students to come to the platform and interact? Because I hear some teachers sometimes say, hey, you have laptops. We're virtually learning. Google's your friend. But Google is this massive, wide ocean that you can put something into the search engine and a million things come up, but it's not very specific to what maybe you may actually be looking for as a student. How are you engaging students to come to the platform?
Absolutely, two ways. The first way is by getting really dynamic content creators, quite honestly, getting amazing people with great energy to create content. Teachers ask me all the time, what should I teach on Soul Academy? Don't teach anything but what you really love. They're not there for the content. They're not there. They can figure out algebra. Algebra is everywhere. They're there because they like you. They're there because they see themselves in you. They're there because you help inspire them. That's the most important thing to teach, right? It's that they can see someone like you, because half of the people in my LinkedIn, I did a poll, have never had a Black teacher. Okay. Ooh. Ever had a Black teacher. So just seeing you is doing something that almost, you know, half of the people in my network have never done, just in frame number one. Okay. Ooh. And beyond that, what we do is we make it distraction free. I was just watching these amazing Black history lessons by Gianni Clarkson on YouTube. Okay. They're phenomenal. Like 2 minutes. I was watching one. It was really interesting. You know what the next thing it told me to watch was? The top 10 dunks of the NBA that night. And guess what I watched? The top 10 dunks of the NBA that night. I can't say no to that. I love it. But that's not why I came. I came to watch his Black history lessons. And so I missed out on the next nine because I was off watching, you know, Trae Young and all this. That's insane. You can't learn in that environment, right? So what we do for the students is put them in a learning environment. You're going to find zero ads on Soulcademy. You're going to find zero distractions on Soulcademy, because it is an immersive learning experience. And we will never have ads, and we will never have these distractions, because it defeats our purpose, which is inspiring these individuals. Wow. They can go TikTok and all these other platforms and get entertained all day, but they know when they come to us, it's learning time. They're going to put that learning hat on, and they're going to get their learn on.
I love that. Can I highlight this comment, because it really touches on something that you said, Bo. Brenda says, in my experience, establishing that relationship where the student feels comfortable coming to you with a question without fearing being ridiculed or chastised for not knowing the content is key to getting them to engage and access the curriculum. Therefore, helping them succeed academically, professionally, and socially, because they know somebody believes in them.
That's it. That's the most important part. You know, I'm not an educator. I don't have classroom experience. But as a person who went through it, I could tell you, and this is true in all walks of life, we all had somebody who believed in us. Maybe it was a parent. Maybe it was a sibling. Maybe it was a teacher. Maybe it was a friend, or, you know, a spouse or something like that. But no one does this alone. You know, no one walks this road of life by themselves. You've got to have somebody believe in you. And the younger that person comes in your life, I believe the more impact that they have. So what better way to help the world than to believe in these young people and help inspire them? You know, and that's what I would love to do for, you know, millions and millions of students. If you could connect with that student and they believe in themselves, oh, that's the best thing I could do in this life, right? That's it.
That is amazing. And so during this time of like virtual learning, and teachers are like, I'm trying to engage my students, how could we use or leverage Soulcademy to like re-engage and reinvigorate learning right now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, autonomy is huge too, right? So yes, you got to establish that relationship. You've got to empower the students to believe in themselves, but you also got to give them some trust. You also got to give them some freedom to explore on their own and seek out their own creativity and passions as well. So there are already lessons on there. We have a whole bunch of topics, including things like social and emotional learning, including things like how to use tech tools, right? This is the kind of content that they can find on Soulcademy. And I would encourage every student, if you took a class and you really liked that class, and maybe you have a good relationship with the teacher, go ahead and teach something. Go ahead and teach me something in math, please. Students out there, teach me something in math, because I don't understand this boxing grouping. That's not in my repertoire. You know, so teach, be the teacher, right? That is the thing. Collaborate with your teacher, make videos, put them together. Hey, you know what? I'm going to get with Mr. Jordan. Okay, Mr. Jordan, you're going to do this first half, and then I'm going to do the second half. Let's go. Right. So that's it. And be inspired and be free to explore whatever you're interested in. Like I said, it's more important that you're interested in learning than what you actually learn, because you can always shift context back to what you need to get on that exam. So just go ahead and get started. If everyone who watches this podcast would make, you know, 5 3-minute videos, we would have hundreds, maybe thousands of videos for our students to explore. That's all it takes. You know, forget about your fear, press play or press record, film it 3 minutes, upload it, done, send it out to the world. And there we are.
I have a question for you, Bo, because you've mentioned TikTok and how, you know, one of the things I think makes TikTok cool is all of the editing, the transitions that people do and the way that they're able to splice things together. What if I'm a teacher and I have these great culturally responsive lessons that I want to upload, and I've got this great energy, but my technology skills are lacking just a little bit? I'm just going to be honest, not me.
I'm so glad that you mentioned this, because I've been thinking about this. I have been thinking about this, and I didn't know how to answer this question for the last several months. And while you were speaking, I just thought of it. Okay. It's a beautiful, beautiful feature. You go into TikTok, you film your videos, you edit it, you do all that stuff in TikTok. When you're done with that, you save that video to your phone. And then you upload that video to Soulcademy, and now you're done. So you use TikTok to be the editing tool, right? And you can do everything that's on there and all the effects and the, you know, the whatever is going on, the sparkle effects, all that stuff. And you save that video and then you put it onto Soulcademy. So you can make one that's fun and is dancing or whatever you want to do on TikTok and put that on TikTok. And then you say, okay, now that you like that, you're going to come on over and we're going to talk about physics, right? And you've got that video on Soulcademy, and you could have all your content that you edited on TikTok available for them to watch.
That makes a lot of sense. And that puts a lot of ease into it, right? Because I have a TikTok personally, and I it's been a while since I posted, just because I couldn't keep up.
I'm like, Mr. A don't play.
I'm like, how do I make this transition? What, that's from color to black and white? He's upside down. How do I do this? So but you know what I did? I asked my students. That's what I knew they were a resource, and I went to them and they were able to show me how to use some of those features on TikTok. So learning can happen anywhere and with anyone, and knowledge is all around us. And something Joe and I talk about all the time is, you know, learning is reciprocal. It shouldn't be that the teacher feels like you're the reciprocal of knowledge and the students only learn from you. No, we learn from the students as well.
Yeah. And that's one thing that I loved about. So I taught a martial art for a number of years, and I never thought I was going to be into teaching, quite honestly. But then what I learned was, I got much more out of teaching than I actually did of just practicing, because you're forced to think about things clearly. You're forced to think about every single step in the journey. And students will ask questions that reflects their experience and their personality, which is different from yours. So when you teach something, they ask you a question that is not in your paradigm and forces you to create those new neural pathways and think about something that you had never thought before. Even though you had taught, you know, particle physics a million times, this one student has a completely different take on it. And now you've thought of a concept that didn't exist in your world. Mm. That's a beautiful thing. So you are the student, right? And the teacher.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. Wow.
I actually love when that happens. Don't you love when it's like, I definitely didn't think about it that way. I'm like, y'all are such geniuses. I'm so glad I get to talk to you. It makes me so happy. And they're like, you're so weird. They showed this meme. It was so funny. It's like, really excited adults are creepy. I was like, oh no. Oh my goodness. So something that I saw on your website, because I was definitely checking it out, was the slogan right at the bottom is goodbye discrimination and inequality in classrooms. Hello, equitable education and infinite student potential.
Powerful statement.
Right? How does Soulcademy do that? How is the discrimination, inequality disappearing?
Yeah, so I'll give you an example, right? So nowadays, the proliferation of information is almost immediate, right? It used to be that maybe you watch the news at 7 o'clock or something like that. Now, if something happens, that meme is spread like wildfire. So whatever issues that we had before, can it be immediately erased? Like the concept of shooting your videos on TikTok is now in the paradigm of the thousands of people who are going to watch this podcast. That is the power of video. Video is the most compelling experience. It's energizing. When you see somebody who you like on video, you want to jump through the camera and be with them because you are with them. And that is what we can offer the world. We can help you take the amazing work that you do, because you teachers are truly incredible individuals. And you're putting on this performance every single day in your classroom, and your students love it. And all we're doing is putting that in a vehicle to deliver to more students and more teachers and more parents. That is the power of video. So there isn't an excuse for you not to find an African-American science teacher anymore, because you can go onto the Soulcademy and find that lesson, or learn history from a Navajo teacher who I just spoke to yesterday, who's going to be putting her lessons up so you can learn some history from the Native American experience, right? So immediately, as soon as you put that content out there, you are now part of the solution to whatever that problem is that you're trying to solve. By putting the representation out for people to see, now those gaps no longer exist. And that's the beauty of the video being on the internet, right? It's as simple as that. Put it out there, people can watch it. All of a sudden, now things are equal, because we're all the same online, right? We're all equal online.
Well, I gotta say, Bo, you're making a hell of a sales pitch right now.
I love it. What is my first video gonna be? I'm sorry, what?
Joe, what did you say?
Ty was like, he is, because I'm over here like, do I want to make videos? I never thought about making videos. Maybe I should make that.
Well, let me offer you this, okay? So here's the reality of the situation, okay? And please don't take any offense to this at all. But this is simple math. Pre-pandemic, students, high school students, were spending between 9 to 15 hours a day streaming media and playing games. Post-pandemic, we don't have real stats on that, but my estimation is those numbers are more like 12 to 18 hours per day. And if you don't believe me, talk to someone who has a kid in high school, because their child is probably on the phone at 3-4 in the morning doing all this kinds of stuff. And so we're missing the boat if we're not meeting them with the activity that they're doing. Have you ever taught a class and had most of your students on their phone watching videos while you were teaching? Probably, right? This is the behavior that they're doing. So sooner or later, we're gonna do it, because that's what they're asking for. Like, we have to do it because they're asking for it. And if we don't, the students are gonna start making all the content. They're gonna be making all the videos, right? And they're not qualified teachers, don't get me wrong. I wanna see it, but you know, like, certified teachers have been doing this for a while. They can do a little bit more of an expert level job. And so this revolution has already happened. The creator world exists. It's on YouTube, it's on Netflix, it's on TikTok. We just got to get education on the boat, right? We got to get education where the rest of their lives already are, because this is all they're doing is streaming media. So I'm ready for you. I know you're ready. Let's go.
Speaking of that, since you're ready, we're ready. I mean, I'm honestly inspired, and my spirit is saying you have to make at least one video. And I know for us, the folks that still have winter break, that's coming up in the near future. So maybe we have a little bit more time on our hands here in the Northeast. And so, Bo, where the teachers that are interested, they want to know more, they want to engage with your content, your platform, where do they find you at? Where do they engage and reach out to you?
Well, I'm a little selfish because I'm an only child, and I'll be honest with you. One of my biggest joys is talking with educators. I speak with at least 4 or 5 every single day minimum, because I feel inspired, you know, like I love it. So please go to Instagram, go to Twitter, we're at Soulcademy, send me a message, follow us. I will love to speak with you. If you want to hop on a Zoom, I'm always happy to hop on a Zoom. If you just want to check out what we've got going on, go to our website. It's www.soulcademy. That's SOLCADEMY.com. We've got all the information there. And when you're ready to check out all the videos and start uploading your own content, go ahead and click that sign in button at the top. Create your account. It only takes about 30 seconds to go from not signed up to having your videos up. We make everything super, super easy. And I love it. I'm also on Clubhouse all the time. You'll see me on Clubhouse on the weekends at Soulcademy. And every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, I host a creator space on Clubhouse. So you can find me there. But, you know, I'm here to help. And I truly, like, nothing makes me happier than hearing success stories teachers share with me. So yeah, that's my offer to you.
Wow. Right. Can we just give him a little flower? Put some flowers in your way, Bo.
Man. Thank you.
Well, y'all, if that wasn't a perspective pivot in it, this whole thing was a perspective pivot. Listen, change the way you are thinking about providing students access. Change the way you are thinking about giving knowledge and education. You know, let's just make this whole shift happen. The educational world has changed. We are virtual. Let's learn and access knowledge and provide knowledge in a different way.
You know, to that point, Joe, my first thought also was, you know, since this platform is already up and running, there are already so many phenomenal educators making videos. I'm sure that there's content that is relevant to what I'm teaching in the here and now. So I'm thinking about, I need to go on there and actually copy some links and put them down in my Google Classroom and say, hey, when you're up at 2 a.m., right? Since you're up and you're on your phone, click this link. I'm going to really post it. I'm going to set it to post at 2 a.m. so they get the notification, and my students are going to be gaining content knowledge while they're up at that time. I'm sleeping, but they're up and they're learning.
Yeah. One of my good friends used to call me the cookie monster because I love to eat cookies, right? And so if there's cookies in the house, I'm going to eat them.
Yeah.
So guess what? I don't keep cookies in the house, right? When the opportunity is there, then people go for it. That's my point. If you make the educational lessons accessible for your students and easy, they will do it. Absolutely. I know they will. They told me yesterday. So that's all, you know, like make it there and they will definitely go find it.
Indeed.
Ty, I want to tell you, one of our listeners said that submitting videos from other people is not enough. So ready now, education videos by Joe and Ty. Let's go.
We might have to tag team. Well, maybe there's some like cross curricular physics and English content that we can put up there. I'm sure it is.
And how to run an awesome podcast, right? There's a lot of aspiring podcasters out there from teachers and students who want to learn how to put on a great production like this.
Absolutely. Look at that.
Oh, so nice.
I think I might press record right after this.
Oh my goodness, y'all. This is amazing. I really do want to share this quote by Ashanti Johnson, who's a geochemist and chemical oceanographer, because it just to me embodies the spirit of what you were saying, Bo. The idea of being able to do something I love and help others realize their dreams, it is the perfect solution for me, the perfect dream. Mm. And to me, you are living that dream right now through Soul Academy. And I want to thank you for helping other people realize their educational dreams, realize their purpose, realize they can do. I know I can.
Be what I want to be.
What I want to be.
Okay.
I'm more tired of it.
I'll be where I want to be.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Bo. Y'all, we're going to be back in 2 weeks on the 25th. This was amazing. One more time, let's give it up for Bo. Make sure if you haven't started following us that you follow us, share us to all your friends in this new year. Get our listenership up and make sure you support Soul Academy. And in the meantime, remember
to be true to yourself,
to be good to yourself,
and to educate yourself.
Bye.
Thank you.